Hey everybody, in this episode of Box Office Breakdown, I've got a bone to pick with all of you. I have to do something I'm not going to enjoy. Let's do this.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown here on Popcorn Talk. Of course, this is the show where we like to look back at the box office that was, and then we...
Prague.
Nos.
Te.
Kate.
What?
I tried.
About the box office. About the box office that lie ahead. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
And hey there, my name is... I was like, wait, can I hear me? Oh, there I can. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amy Cassandra, and you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra TV.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Neil Plumley. You can find me at places where people are found at The Neil Plumley. That's T-H-E-N-E-I-L-P-L-U-M-L-E-Y. What's going on, Frank?
I felt like that pregnant pause was you deciding, should I stay here tonight? Should I just leave?
Should I stay or should I go?
Well, they went to all this trouble of setting our cameras up that you don't want it to be like off-center and stuff now.
True. But we're the hoodie side of the table,
that's
apparently.
Right. Also, just real quickly before we get into the meat of the show, Neil, I feel like you were not here last weekend because you did not want to take part in betting on this terrible movie.
I definitely remember being here.
Whoa, that's
What was the movie we bet on?
Well, you didn't bet on anything. It was... It was Boo 2.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
And I still need to see number one.
Yeah.
For all those people, they're going to call me out on it. But you know what? I did go to my library and check to see. I have a list, and they didn't have some stuff. So I'm going to have to find other ways to watch movies. Oh, but Cheapy Theater by Me is having some movies that I need to catch up on.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Boo will be in the rotation. hey, everybody. Of course, always, you can like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, while you're there. Just throw one thumb on there. Throw 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 thumbs up if you can. And, of course, we're going to have the chat up and running, so feel free to hop in and share your thoughts about movies in general or maybe something you saw this weekend at the box office. And if you're watching this even
later,
after we stream live, you feel free to comment down below. What are you going to comment about? Well, what we talk about. But also at the end, of course, Carrie Lane likes to give you all a question.
We think of good stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that. Thought-provoking stuff right here. Yeah. Popcorn Talk. All right, let's hop into it. Of course, our top five right now. Coming in at number one, but not as number one as I would have hoped, was Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Medea Halloween. Came in with just a paltry $21.65 million. A nice steep drop from its prequel. Its predecessor. So, great. Great, and that was the subject of our box office bet. Amy Cassandra and Carrie Lane, they had a meeting of the minds and bet $27.5 million. I foolishly decided, hey, this is going to be a hot movie, and went 28.
Honestly, it should have been, Frank.
We'll keep the crown in between us, because we'll
share it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, feel free to alternate it, you know, every 10 minutes during the course of the show.
I'm going to put a timer on it.
That's right.
Already, sounds great. Looks fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, no! Oh!
Good save. Good
Neil,
save.
Yep. Why did you feel that this should have done better?
Well, because the box office sort of sucks right now, huh?
I don't know. Movie passers are going all the time. I asked my theater, too. I'm like, do you have a lot more of these coming in? And they said, yes, they are. And we are not sponsored by MoviePass, by the way. But I'm happy I have it. Yeah. MoviePass, if you're watching.
We pretty much talk about it like we were, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's true.
But we tell all of you watching and listening about cool stuff involved with movies, so you know.
No, there you go.
Try to help you out.
Yeah, so, I'm going to have to go see this.
I'll go watch one, like I'm supposed to, and you watch two, and we'll compare notes.
This is gonna be rough. Star Drew tweeted me and apologized for him not helping out to try to make the difference. And I hold you personally responsible, Star Drew, for making me happen to see this.
Who's probably chatting at us right now, but we don't have the chat up.
Yeah, so if we get a chance, Anthony in the engineering room, if you have a moment to throw up the chat.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, thanks, buddy. But he also said it's probably gonna be better than My Little Pony, and I don't know.
I don't know. My Little Pony. Hey.
That was a rough one, too.
Oh, I meant to tweet you guys a photo of my cosplay of that. I will.
Oh, my gosh, please, yeah.
From what I heard, though, you should be thankful that you didn't bet on the snowman.
It's all right. I went and saw it.
As did I.
Oh. Wait, how much does that even make? I'm almost not in the top five.
Is it as bad as they say?
It was. We'll get to that in a moment. It came in at number six, so we'll discuss that as we get to the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two, Geostorm from Warner Brothers, $13.3 million.
I thought you just said Jailstorm, which would be a much better movie.
Dean Devlin, joint, as they like to say, one of the co-creators there of Independence Day, kind of breaking off on his own, doing his thing. I saw it. I know Amy Cassandra was on the red carpet, so we'll go to the fun stuff first before we start talking about the not-so-fun stuff. Amy, how was the red carpet?
It was rather exciting.
Oh.
It was quite a pleasure to be there representing Popcorn Talk. It was great. I got to interview Jim Sturgis, which was pretty fantastic. Those interviews are up on the Popcorn Talk YouTube page. I went with Ben Bateman. He was fantastic. He got to talk to Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great. Gerard Butler was fantastic because he went throughout the entire freaking press line. And so that's not very common. He even said, you guys are going to make me miss the movie. But he was still there answering everyone's questions. Wow. So he was great. It was really exciting, and they did a good job. We were there also with AfterBuzz. So AfterBuzz was right next to us, and then we were there. It was just a nice little cozy.
Rick went, right, too?
Yep. Rick, Hong, and Ashley Chaney. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really fun. And again, those interviews are all on the Popcorn Talk channel. So make sure you watch those.
Look at that.
I probably will.
They're really good. They're really good. They're fantastic.
It's the movie is not awful. But it is not. It is not. It's just. Yeah.
Okay, because it looks like a disaster movie, which those in and of themselves are our own category, and they can be fun. So, what do you think it miss from a disaster movie?
What I did like about it, that's different from the disaster movie, is that usually those disaster films they spread the net so wide in terms of all the different characters, and so you really get a chance to really drill deep on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This one it keeps the cast more compact.
Okay.
You get to drill a little deeper. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily more enjoyable, but at least it was a little bit more of a deep drill than you get to see in a typical disaster film. The Geostorm, it's teased a lot throughout the film. Whether it happens or not, folks, I guess you'll have to watch it to find out.
Oh, boy.
Yes. There you go. There you go. And Ed Harris is in there.
Ed Harris.
We got Howl's Hollywood Review says that Geostorm should have been released in the late 90s.
It does have that. I mean, it fits right in there. Like, if you think of, Day After Tomorrow.
Volcano.
Dante's Peak, things like that.
Even Armageddon right in there. And all those.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a natural disaster, but disaster.
Breaking into the early 2000s now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
The Core.
The Core.
I got a sweet spot for The Core.
I know you do.
Just because it had, I think it had the best, the best misdirection, opening for a disaster movie. Because all those people die from pacemakers, and then they have a totally different thing happen in London with all the pigeons running into stuff, and you're like, how are these connected? And they're like, oh, it's basically just because of one thing. I'm like. Oh, that was actually okay. Okay, all right. Okay. But then it sort of, fizzles.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like the misdirect in the beginning. Anyway, off track. Sorry.
No. It's, you learn about brothers and their codes, that they have their own secret language, things like that.
Mm.
Plays a part into this film. Yeah, the effects are okay. It's just, I would agree. Okay. It kind of feels like a very 90s film.
Okay.
I didn't mind. You sit there and you watch it and you're like, all right. There's a possibility at the end, will Gerard Butler make it back?
Right.
Will he make it back? Oh, man. I don't know.
Martian 2, Gerard Butler.
That's true. Well, who knows? So, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Coming to number three, Happy Death Day from Universal, another $9.375 million.
Cool. Did we talk about Happy Death Day here yet?
We did.
I have the horror movie news show, and so then I'm like, I get them coming back. Anybody else? Everybody seen it now?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, there we go. That's what it was. I still like it.
I feel like you were just kind of repeating the day.
I was.
That's right.
Whoa. Well, because it's like you think of, when did I watch the movie? Did I watch it between this show and the last show? Because I have to write my movies down of what I saw. what did I watch?
Coming to number four, Blade Runner 2049, $7.1 million there.
Anybody else new seen it yet?
Nope. So far, just, man, it's already third week, $74 million. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I hear it's good. People tell me to go see it. I just haven't been able to find time.
I was surprised. Yeah, I feel like you would have been running sooner.
I want to be Blade running to the theater right now. I just, you know, life and things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And coming to number five, Only the Brave from Sony. A little over $6 million there.
It's interesting timing with all the fires in California with that, too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It didn't call out to me to go see it.
No.
Hashtag Illuminati.
Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah. I mean, it was getting good reviews online, but I was like...
So we mentioned The Snowman. That came in number six. Actually, no, lower than number six. I think it was number eight, because number six was The Foreigner. So I think it was number eight. I mean, I should have realized, with only being released in 1,800 screens, not really high hopes from Universal that this was going to do well. So I think they knew going in they had a stinker. But I also just, like, I didn't get a chance to read any of the reviews. I just saw the headlines, and it was being savaged.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone was brutal. Mm-hmm.
The director came out and said that he didn't have enough time to shoot the whole script for the movie.
Oh.
And so a lot of people are like, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense, because when they watched some of the scenes, some of the reviewers were panning it like the editors not have footage to work with. They don't understand why these scenes didn't work. Technically didn't work. And then they found out, it's because they didn't shoot the whole movie and they had to piece it together and try to make something.
On the plus side, I mean, it takes place in Oslo, Norway, mm-hmm. and there are some beautiful landscapes and stuff in there.
Yes, and they go to Bergen, and I've been to Bergen.
So there you go. So, I mean, so some beautiful shots.
I was so excited watching this movie because I just went to Norway in the summertime. So I'm like, I know where they are. I've been to Bergen. I've been there. I'm glad I didn't go during the winter because it's really cold looking.
So Carrie and I both saw it. Carrie, yes. What were your thoughts?
I didn't hate it. I thought it was okay. There's only actually one scene that I felt like the editing was weird, because it goes from, like, it doesn't spoil anything. It goes from our main character looking at, like, a bar, and he's a drunk, and it cuts to him laying on the ground. And you go, is this a memory? Did he go in and go drinking? It just doesn't fit. And they come back to it later, and then you go, okay. But that was the only edit for me that I go, no.
I would agree, because, the camera kind of pans, and it feels like, he is having a flashback. I'm like... Or he's like, he's seeing the drunk within himself. I'm like, what is happening here?
You could have had something super quick. Just have him walk into the bar and then cut to that. Then I would have been like, okay, cool. He went drinking and is drunk outside. That's fine. But it was just, it was decently suspenseful a bit. I didn't figure out the killer for quite some time, but I wasn't really terribly surprised. I don't think I've had it where I've been like, so-and-so. I'm just more disappointed because it's a Norwegian film, and I've seen a lot of really good Norwegian horror films, so this one was like... Also, random side topic, and you guys can weigh in because you haven't seen it, but still, so your thoughts. So it's a Norwegian film.
Okay.
Right.
Having British actors play Norwegians.
No.
So it's kind of funny, because here we all bitch about, people playing other countries, other... nationalities or whatever. I mean, they're still white people if you want to go there, but it is like, I was watching the movie, I'm like, they sound British. That is not a Norwegian accent.
And
then I looked them up and I'm like, they're British or German or Irish. And
oh, we've got J.K. Simmons. So
there was like two people in it that were actually Norwegian.
J.K. Simmons.
It was just weird to me of like,
His character just really goes kind of nowhere. And you're like, okay.
I don't know. They all were like...
He's a creepo who uses his cell phone, and you're like, at some moments in the scene... Like,
there's but one his where accent was good. I liked what he did with it, because he didn't sound like himself.
That doesn't mean he's...
No, it was his character is like this character, and then you're like, But anyway, that was just a weird thing I thought of afterwards, because, again, the Norwegian movies I actually really like are in Norwegian, and it's...
There's a scene where he talks to one of these detectives, or these officers that's helping out Michael Fassbender's character. And at the end of the conversation, he takes his cell phone and just gets up close to her face and takes a picture with a flash. And you're like, oh, you weirdo. He's
kind of a pervert.
He's kind of a perv, and he likes to take pictures of women. But it's just, they're in the middle of like this whole like gala. And he just pulls out his cell phone right in front, like literally like this close to Carrie's face, and just flashes it right in front of her face to get a photo. He was so weird.
Wow.
So he's saying pretty bad stuff on it. But did you hate it?
I was I was bored.
Bored, okay.
And it was just like I felt like there were just elements of the plot that just kind of meandered and really went nowhere. Mm. And I was like,
it's one of those, right. It felt like it wanted it had more potential than it actually. I wonder how good the book is. That made me go,
That's supposed to be what? International bestseller?
Yeah, apparently it's a best-selling thriller.
Yeah.
Stardew, I don't know if you're being funny. It's like, did I want a long bearded actor for a Norwegian? No, for example, because we're going to talk about this tomorrow on Horror Movie News. Norwegian horror films that are actually really cool in their own way are Dead Snow 1 and 2. They're super fun. Mm-hmm. Tall, it's T-H-A-L-E. Rare Exports. And I felt there was another one too. But those were all like cool horror ones, though they do involve creatures of a sort, so I kind of wonder if Norwegians... and Troll Hunter. That's actually really cool.
Fantastic.
So I'm like, maybe they do better with creature movies than like thriller maybe. Ones. But those were all cool ones, so I was so disappointed that I'm like, this is all right. So it's all right.
Well, I'm definitely not going to see it in theaters.
No, I was just like, why am I watching this? What is happening?
But I was so excited. And now Anthony's is like listening. He's like, oh, man.
Well, because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to try to watch it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't even classify this as necessarily a horror movie. I guess this should be more of a thriller suspense.
That's sort
but
of what
it could have had
it
more,
as.
Though, I felt. Like, it, I don't know what it did wrong. Just same thing with The Foreigner. I felt both The Foreigner and Snowman had so much potential, but something, and I couldn't tell you exactly what it is, but something just makes it like, all right. But, for those listening, I shrugged and then say that.
But I would rather watch The Foreigner any day before The Snowman. I would watch The Foreigner again now before I'd watch The Snowman ever. Oh.
I just watched it this morning and I really liked it.
The Foreigner?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. I saw your picture.
I lost a bet from when we bet on The Foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
So I fulfilled that bet this morning when I went and saw The Foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. Something that couldn't really... There's a couple things I couldn't really get over. Pierce Bronson's Irish accent was a little weird.
Well, that's his native tongue.
It sounded like he was really stacking it on because he's supposed to be like the IRA liaison to like the British Secret Service or something.
Pretty much.
And so it sounded like he has an Irish accent, but he's really digging it in during like certain scenes and then sort of letting it just be natural in other scenes.
Well, some people who have accents, when they're more animated, it will be a thicker accent.
Right, and I'm not really one to say whether that was like an authentic thing or not. Mm. It was just something that drew me out of the movie because he was just like... really sticking to it on some scenes. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, well, that was way different than when you were talking to some other person earlier. I really liked it. I really... It definitely has an interesting plot structure.
Mm-hmm.
The way it moves through, it's definitely not Hollywood, because Hollywood would have had the second and the third act sort of flipped. Especially as far as like location.
Mm-hmm.
They would have like set the climax where the second act was, and then like the build up act in the second one would be set in like in where the end of the movie was. But I mean, it wasn't. It's definitely not a Western movie. It's like produced by the H brothers and like that whole gang. But I thought it was great. I thought the fighting was really good. I actually really paid attention.
Cool.
I paid attention to the hits.
Mm-hmm.
And made sure that, you know, because I didn't know who directed it going into it. I didn't think to look it up. But I was like, oh, I wonder who directed this. And I wonder if they're going to show the hits on camera. And they did. And I was like, yes. Perfect.
You did bring that up.
Jackie kicks ass, as always.
Although I felt like, when we talked about this too last week, is when you see the trailer, since they pretty much take every fight scene, so it makes it seem like this movie is much more action-packed
than
it really is.
It's not as action-packed.
Right, no, of course. It's definitely slow. more of like a localized espionage-y, not even espionage-y, just like sort of like a local political, like...
Yeah.
Kind of like a thriller, more like a drama,
sure.
But with action scenes. But the action scenes are sort of parsed throughout.
What I feel kind of a bummer about, because I know Jackie Chan has been talking about he wanted to do his transition to show more, he's more of a drama, not a drama actor, not necessarily just an action actor. Mm-hmm. But the majority of his scenes... he is by himself, or it is just a fight scene. You don't really
or
get to
see
him.
Or he's not really talking.
Yeah, you don't really get to see him interacting against somebody else to really kind of show off more of those dramatic chops.
However, the dramatic scenes that he did have hit. Like when that photographer was about to take his picture during the accident, or not the accident, the attack, And he, like, doesn't take his picture. And then it shows you, like, what the photographer's looking at. And it's Jackie, like, crying and holding his daughter. I was like, damn, son. Mm-hmm. You're punching me with, like, your emotions right now.
Anybody can cry on camera, Neil. I mean, I'm looking for, you know, I want to see him actually engaging. Engaging with somebody in a dramatic scene.
I mean, I know what you're saying. You want to have, like, a dramatic dialogue with somebody.
Yeah.
You want to have him have, like, show emotional context through, like, other means of acting. But what I was saying is, like, even though they didn't give him a lot of opportunities to do that, the moments that he did have, however small, were good. I thought he crushed it. So I think he still has that potential to be that sort of dramatic actor.
Yeah.
You are a terrorist.
Amy saw some movies.
I did. Not out in the theaters.
That's okay.
In the world.
It's okay.
But, and I did do polls.
It's a safe place, Amy. It's a safe place.
What?
The world?
Keep going.
You're good.
Okay. Alrighty.
You can trust us.
So both of these I saw for the first time this week. Okay. So Rosemary's Baby. Been wanting to watch it for a while. Saw it. 54% of people I polled thought it was scary. Thoughts?
Really cool, but not scary.
Really cool, but not scary.
Scary when I saw it, but scary. I was very young.
Frank,
you've never seen it.
Oh, wow.
It's worth a watch.
Classic.
Yeah.
I honestly need to rewatch it because it was so long ago when I saw it.
Not a fan of Mia Farrow's hair in there, I just can't get into it, guys. I don't like her short haircut in there, so I'm out.
So that's it.
I will never see that movie because I don't like her hair.
Well, thing I didn't meet you when I got that haircut.
Well, that'll be the last time we speak.
Yeah, you're sticking to your guns.
No, I said good thing that wasn't when.
Oh, yes. There you go.
That was back in the day.
Well, it's worth a watch for sure. Even with her haircut like that, super cute. I love
it's
it.
It's super cute.
So adorable. Okay. Next, as above, so below, 88% of people polled liked it.
Cool.
As above, so below, thoughts?
Haven't seen it yet, but I'm interested.
I've
forgotten about it, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll check it out.
I liked it. I thought that it needed a little bit more cohesion throughout the film and a little bit more consequence for, like, what was happening.
They die.
It's okay, maybe.
They die. I don't want to give, like, super spoilers. Stuff happens. Some people live, some don't. But how are those not consequences?
Cool, okay.
And then,
I guess what I'm trying to say is the people who I was most connected with in the movie didn't really get consequences for, like, their recklessness.
Okay.
The people who did face consequences were the people that weren't accurately developed in the movie. So I guess so part of what I'm saying is a little bit more cohesion with the story, but also the people that got needed to win my heart over.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I remember thinking it was good, but I wanted it to be better. I walked out of going like, it's like when you see something that's like, oh, this is intriguing, I like where it's going, and then it just doesn't quite stick the landing.
It kind of reminded me of how I felt when I watched Blair Witch from last year.
Oh, the other one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys see that one?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I sort of had the same feeling after I left that movie. I was like, this is really good. I mean, not really good. It's good. I like it. It could have been put together a little bit better. But I like it. I like the concepts they introduced. I really like, especially as above, so below. I really enjoyed the concepts they introduced.
Yes,
that was pretty fresh to me. But I felt like they could have done a bit more with it.
Gotcha.
Definitely not a waste of time though.
So, it's worth a watch. I disagree with both of your opinions.
I'll watch it and let you know, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. But one.
So, yeah, I will be watching more scary movies and doing those polls again on Instagram. So
fantastic.
Send recommendations my way.
Howell's Hollywood Review say he'd take Wolf Creek over that. I haven't seen Wolf Creek either.
Oh.
Me neither.
Wolf Creek is going to be added.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, I haven't watched Wolf Creek yet. I watched some other movies, too, that I wanted to share.
Cool. Anyway, so we're going to move.
I knew it. Fine. I finally saw Cloverfield. And if you guys watch my Instagram story, we made a funny video with our couple panelists.
It's a hilarious video.
Watch it.
I thought it was pretty cool. It's one of those, I'm not a fan of found footage that much. Because it's too shaky. And I'm sorry, I don't understand people are like, this is how I hold a camera and film it. And you're like, what are you doing? Like,
they're scared.
No, at the beginning of things, when things are normal.
They're
like, even at the party.
They're getting used to the weight of the camera, how to hold
it. It's just dumb.
I love found footage.
I don't. I film enough with my phone that I'm like, I don't get it. But yes, go ahead.
Good. No, just my quick rebuttal. My biggest thing with found footage ones is I always get stuck into the whole meta-ness of it. Like, who actually found this and cut it together? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you need to be able to explain it. Otherwise, it's just like, whoa.
No, I think that's very important.
That's what I sort of like Cloverfield, because it was a tape.
Yeah, it's just one tape.
It's a tape, so no one really cut it together. It was sort of the order of events. And they show that in the beginning when it's like all out of order.
Yep.
Because there's stuff in the past. There's stuff that happened in the past they recorded that someone else recorded over. So you're getting flashes of what happened in the past. And I really like that.
Yeah. I buy that for sure. No, I think that's an excellent point. And the horror film I worked on totally has that kind of question too. Of like, well, where did this footage come from? Where did it compile?
Nice. Sorry.
I will not interrupt. Side note. No, it's fine. Snowman, what happened to Monday, which you didn't get to say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
I really liked it.
Good.
I liked it. Slow burn
at the beginning, but then it's action-packed. But it's interesting enough.
Yeah, it's interesting enough. You sort of see the end coming. Like, by the second act, you see it coming from, like, almost like a mile away.
But it's not bad, because you don't have confirmation yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the coolest part about it is how they play fast and loose with their characters and their well-being.
Oh, and she's so good. She's so good.
And Noomi Rapace slays in this movie. She plays amazing. Seven different people, and they're completely different. One of them is a different person.
I was like Tatiana Maslany.
And almost more interesting than her acting was the fact that, like, in a lot of their scenes, they're all together.
Yes.
And I'm like, how the hell did you shoot this?
Yes.
Sometimes they have fight scenes where they're all fighting other people. I'm like, who choreographed this? I want to see behind the scenes for this movie more than I want to, like, watch the movie again. And I really want to watch the movie again.
Well, we've all seen The Nutty Professor now. We know how.
No, but this one, they do it. It feels so good.
But not with fight scenes. They have turkey scenes, and they're thrown up in the dinner. But that's different, Frank.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a quick cheat of it where if it's you and I are talking, and they just have the camera on one, then the other. But then, there's so many intricate other scenes that are amazing. I saw 1920 London, which is a Bollywood horror movie. It's okay. I was very curious to see how they do horror, because they don't do a lot of horror films. Main actors were not people I've seen before, and they're okay. They only have, like, one song, for all you people freaking out about the music.
Does it seem weird in a horror movie for them to bust that song?
No, it's okay, because it's someone remembering something, and it's, like, someone they loved, and so they're remembering, like, a happy time thing. So it's totally fine. But the horror sequences were actually... Excuse me, a little peek there. The horror sequences were really kind of cool, because they have exorcism stuff going on, and their version of it, and I thought that was very interesting. Yeah. I felt there was another one I watched. Oh, American Made. I did like that one.
Yeah.
It was cool.
That looked good. I just...
But it was fun.
I didn't have interest to see it, but it still looked really good.
With my movie pass, I'll go.
That's sort of also how I feel about The Orient Express. I think it looks technically good.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I just don't want to see it.
Okay. I'm super excited about that one.
I understand being excited about it. I just don't want to see it.
We'll see. And then I started the Amazon series Lore, and if you guys haven't started that, it's really good. If you are into true crime, macabre, history, any of that, it's excellent. Though some of the reenactments go on a little too long.
Especially the Supernatural, too, if you're into the Supernatural.
It is a Supernatural,
right?
Well, it's nonfiction, so it's more, it takes Supernatural legends or lore and breaks them down to maybe how they came about. Episode 2 deals with asylums and lobotomies, and it's disturbing. Someone asked if I've seen American Mary. Yes, that's a horror one too, I think, and I really like that. Sky Patterson, like Cloverfield. Yeah, everyone's liking Cloverfield, too.
And he loved 10 Cloverfield Lane. I think I like that better.
I haven't
better.
Seen that one yet.
10 Cloverfield Lane was honestly my favorite movie of last year.
Whoa. Okay.
It was... I loved that movie.
I did.
It was really good.
How much is it connected? Oh.
Not very. Almost not at all. Like, cool. Characters, plot, like, you honestly just... What? Yeah.
Don't matter.
Different.
Okay.
But it is in this...
it's in the same universe.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if that was a spoiler or not. Yeah.
I knew that enough, but I saw the sequel or the other one listed, and I was like, I kind of want to watch Cloverfield first, and then I'll watch that one.
They say it's in the same universe, but honestly, think of it like it's anthological.
Okay.
Just, it like...
Sure.
Because when I watched it, I was like, okay, I can kind of see how these events can take place in the same world, but someone's going to have to explain it to me, so I'm just not even going to think about it.
And there's also going to be, next year, I got a glimpse of what's coming out next year, and there's going to be two more movies in that same universe.
Two. Whoa. The first one, the God Particle in February.
Yeah, God Particle is the first one, and there's one later on in the year around October, November.
Fantastic.
That's going to be the second one.
Actually, I'm kind of bummed that we've heard about them this far in advance, because I do kind of like that you just hear about it so quick to its actual release date.
Yeah, they did that with 10 Cloverfield and Blair Witch. They're both filmed under different names. And like Blair Witch was The Woods, and 10 Cloverfield Lane was The Cellar.
Oh.
And that was, and like they had all these promo videos and stuff like that. Was like, yeah, Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character is just, you know, there's something happens and she's in there with God and John Goodman. He's protecting her, but he's kind of creepy. And everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. And then like, oh, it's 10 Cloverfield Lane. And people are like, what? Because that's exactly what I did.
What is happening? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we've got three films vying for your consideration for this week's box office bet. It is Jigsaw from Lionsgate, a return to the Saw series of films. That's going to be in 2,700 screens. Suburbicon, the new George Clooney-directed film there, from Paramount, 2,000 screens. And Thank You for Your Service, the new Miles Teller film from Universal, 2,000 screens as well. So feel free to start chiming away in the chat about which of those three films you'd like us to do the box office bet on.
Is that another firefight movie?
Military.
Oh, military.
Miles Teller.
Main dude in that is always a douchebag, though, so I'm kind of like, oh, I don't want to watch him as our hero. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's always kind of plays these really don't-like-him characters, so you're not...
Whiplash?
Even as Mr. Fantastic.
Well, I'm thinking more especially in the Divergent series, too. But
how dare you, Anthony? How dare you?
Anyway.
I just had to. I'm sorry.
Boo, dear. I boo you.
Boo. We're going to pretend that one doesn't exist. What?
We're going to do a box office rewind, of course, about somebody that's going to be in one of these upcoming films. And I thought, why not do Oscar Isaac? Who doesn't love Oscar Isaac, right?
I love him. I didn't know how to... I don't know how to say that. I just said I love you. I love him.
So coming in at number five for Oscar Isaac, we've got Drive from 2011. It made $11.3 million.
What a beautiful film. I loved it.
I like it on mute.
Oh, interesting. I caught a little bit of it playing on TV at work earlier this week, and I liked him wearing that bald mask. I was like, oh, that's a nice fit on his face. I just kept thinking, like, oh, that fits really well on him.
Yeah. I just, my problem with that movie is the bad guy was a bad guy by definition and not by, like, revealing. Like, he was scary because people were like, oh, he's scary. He wasn't scary because he did scary things.
Yeah, but I mean,
I didn't feel afraid of him. I didn't fear for the characters at all. I was just sort of like, okay.
He wasn't really. I guess his reason for being a bad guy wasn't really important though, within the whole movie.
I mean, it kind of had to be because that was why Ryan Gosling had his character transformation. So then I didn't even buy the transformation. I was just like, okay, I guess he's doing this now.
Never I just didn't get Drive.
It, but it's beautiful.
I get it confused with Crash.
Crash
and Drive.
Yeah.
There you go.
That makes sense.
Coming in number four for Oscar Isaac, Sucker Punch from Warner Brothers in 2011 as well.
Love that movie.
That's also really good on mute.
Oh, that movie's terrible.
No, the soundtrack's awesome.
That's good with just the soundtrack.
Soundtrack is so good. No, this movie is a very polarizing film. I went with a group of people, and it really was. People hated it or they loved it. Not many people with Sucker Punch are like, it's fine. They're either like, oh, I love that movie, or like, I don't like it.
I'm actually one of those people where I just think it's fine.
Okay, you're one of the few.
We met one.
Wow. All right. That was so good.
I mean, there are some visual moments in there where you're like, all right, but like the plot is just garbage.
No, it's so cool. It,
oh, my goodness.
Super cool.
Really,
but I will say it.
I wanted to get a lobotomy. I'm just kidding.
Go watch Lore episode 2, and it was like regular practice in like the 40s of just like, yeah, you're depressed. Let's give you a lobotomy. It'll cure you just fine.
I actually heard the podcast episode on that one titled Echoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
So good.
It's creepier to watch it and hear it, like the click, click.
Yes. I will say, though, there are a couple of scenes with Oscar Isaac's character where he just is like, he's supposed to be like, you know, like the heavy in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he has some moments where like some of the people like working at the hospital and stuff, he's very polite and cordial to them. And I'm just like, all right, so he's not like a total monster. He's at least there's moments of like, you know, some kind of human warmth amongst those people. I was like, I like those little touches about that.
Chat room is not loving the Sucker Punch.
No, it's garbage, guys. You're right.
Basement Boy Sucker Punch was the first time I doubted Snyder.
I was about to say, I wanted to bring that up because that's exactly how I felt when I saw that.
300 was the first time I doubted Snyder.
I love 300.
It's a two-act nightmare.
So good. And now that was one where they actually add from what's in the graphic novel, because the graphic novel is like teeny tiny little book. And like the female character is actually better in the movie than the graphic novel. Because in the graphic novel, it's like, I love you, bye. And the movie, I'm like, okay, no, I love it.
There was just like nothing to it. Okay. There was zero substance to that movie. There was just action. It was good action. Okay. It was well shot action. It was just nothing to that movie.
That Ducks on Quack says Sucker Punch is a guilty pleasure. All right. No, you know, that's fine.
Just no, it's just guilty. I'm being terrible. It's guilty. Right, coming in right. Number three, The Bourne Legacy from Universal, 2012, $38.1 million.
I liked all the Bourne movies.
I don't think I've seen. Was that the one with Jeremy Renner?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think I saw that one.
Fun. Was that the last one?
No, it was one before the one before Matt Damon came.
They
back.
They all kind of.
There's so many.
Oh yeah, that one was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, X-Men Apocalypse. That film's that's so so garbage. So garbage, guys. 2016, 65.7 right. million. No, it is not all right. It is terrible.
It's all right.
You had a second opportunity to do something with Angel, and again, you swung and you missed on that
one. It's the Angel's curse, Frank.
Oh, it is just terrible. And Oscar Isaac, there's some concept drawings for some of the looks of Apocalypse that are so much better than the look that they went for in this film. He is just... Oh, like, I felt sorry for him. Like, he's just, it's just terrible. Coming to number one, of course, a little indie film that struggled to make it to the top, but it did.
No.
Star Wars The Force Awakens. $247.9 million. It's opening weekend back in 2015. And we'll be seeing him reprising his role in just a couple months.
Yes, we will.
So excited.
We will all see it.
We will all see it. Yeah, yes. I'm sure many of us will probably see it multiple times.
Yeah.
I just thought there's a bunch of movies coming out when I'm going to be out of town, so I'm like, I'll have to catch up.
Well, you've got a movie pass.
I do.
Must be nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, let's do a quick top five of what we think before we head into the box office bet. We've got Jigsaw, Suburbicon, and Thank You for Your Service. Basically, just real quick, the last six Saw films did, respectively, 18.2, 31.5, 22.5, 31.7, 30, and the last outing Saw 6, 14.1.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah. And then George Clooney's last directed film, Monuments Men, it opened up at $22
million. That was one I need to add to my list. I'd remembered. I'd wanted to see that.
So I honestly do not think that Madea will be holding number one again.
Probably
it
not.
Could, Fred.
No. No, please. What do you see at anybody? I'm assuming Jigsaw. I think there's going to be...
Yeah.
Some enthusiasm to come back and see what they can do with this.
I don't know. I mean, what we've seen this year with franchises and people getting just tired of them. But it is Halloween is Jigsaw, so yeah. I don't know. It's sort of like a... To me, it sort of feels like it could be a curveball.
What do you think could come out number one?
I don't know.
All right, well, somebody
honestly,
in chat room
with,
go...
with Middle America and the NFL and everything, maybe just Thank You for Your Service. People might be like, let's support the country.
No, I'm going to go I'm going to go with Jigsaw number one. I'll do Thank You for Your Service number two. Boo, Madea Halloween number three. I don't Suburbicon? No, I don't. Maybe, I guess four. And then Happy Death Day. I guess Geostorm I'll put number five.
I agree.
I actually like that list, Jim.
Some people are mentioning Ex Machina. I didn't really like that movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
I like the original one that was... I forget the name of it now, but there's one before that that was pretty much the exact same plot, but is a British movie.
All right. Real quick, folks. Do we see in the chat? Are we seeing...
Oh, Stranger Things comes out this weekend, too. People are going to be going to the theaters.
I'm so excited.
We got to do our box office bet. Anybody keeping an eye on the chat to see what the numbers are?
What's the numbers,
Suburbicon?
Guys?
Suburbicon.
I think Suburbicon had the highest.
All right.
We
got to
wrap.
Let's do a Suburbicon. Again, George Clooney, you got Matt Damon, you've Julianne Moore.
None of us voted.
So let's see. Again, his last directed film, $22 million. What do we think, guys? All right.
Oh, I probably went really low.
I'm gonna go.
Thank you, chat room, that Suburbicon did win. Yes.
Look at that.
Nah.
I don't know what it was about Xbox. But I didn't love it.
All right. Anybody got their numbers locked in?
Yep.
I'm typing it. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. All right. As returning champions, Amy, ooh, Carrie, please reveal your
no.
wins.
No, really? No.
Oh.
What do you got?
Oh, no. 16.
9.
Whoa.
Oh, I went 16 as well.
Oh.
What do we got here from Neil?
I went really low.
No. What do we got?
10.
Ah!
10.
Chat room says Ken Jack says 14. Sarah Brock says 14.
Guys, I'm worried.
Star Drew says 13. Tanya says 17.5. Nicholas says 13. Then I went real low, but you know.
Well, it's true. I mean, I guess we were already talking about it as number four.
And no, I was thinking number two or three. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you were very quiet during that point where we were talking about it.
Yeah, well, we're trying to wrap. We're trying to wrap.
Sky says 10.5. Okay, well, we got to wrap because we got another show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on Box Office Breakdown. We'll be back next week. But, of course, the fun doesn't stop here. Just get started. You can like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Oh. Subscribe to the YouTube channel while you're there. Give it not just one, not just two, but 6 thumbs up. And thanks everybody for hopping in the chat. If you want to comment, if you're watching this after we've streamed live, Carrie, what's a question you'd love for them to answer in the chat?
Favorite disaster movie, because we talked about disaster movies.
Oh, look at that. All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk to us individually there on social media, Neil, where can they find you?
You can find me at Places Where People Are Found at The Neil Plumley. That's TheNeilPlumley, Amy.
You guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra TV.
And you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And tune in right after this. We have Star Trek Weekly. Me and Frank.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think.
Question mark.
So we're on After Buzz.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. Folks, we'll be back here next Sunday night where a winner will be decided right here on Box Office Breakdown. Watch the movies, everybody.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.